Dana and Sam for breakfast on 98.1 PowerFM. Now, we love letting you know about our community events here in the Hunter Valley. We are your local station, and one that's happening in Singleton on the 28th of this month is at the Singleton PCYC. There's going to be loads of activities, including a sausage sizzle. There'll be music. A barber will be present if you haven't got a haircut in a while. Plenty of community artwork projects and an Aboriginal dance. Now, on to talk about it is Nick Bailey. He's the Aboriginal Youth Program Mentor. How are you going, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks. Yourself?
Really good.
Hey, Nick, mate, can you tell us about this community day that you're running? When and where is it?
Yeah, of course. So we're running it on the 28th of January. It's going to be from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. As you said before, it's at the Singleton PCYC on 25 High Street, just off that main road there. So what we're doing, we're going to rope off the car park. We're going to have a whole bunch of stalls. So we've got legal aid coming to do legal checks. We got the Aboriginal Health Unit's going to come down and do some health checks as well. One of the fellas from Maitland who's got his own clothing brand, The Culture, he's going to bring his stuff down there.
Awesome.
There's a wide range of variety in the stalls for the young kids and the older kids. We got also got JobLink coming down. They're going to do some rock sand art. And we've also, as you said before, we got the barber, we got the artist, we also got an MC for the day. So that's Iconic. So he's another young fella from Maitland Ways. He's a proud Torres Strait Islander man that MCs, and also he's starting his own music career up recently. So yeah, it's going to be an awesome day.
Well, this sounds like an amazing celebration here in the Upper Hunter of Aboriginal culture and art. What does it mean, Nick, to you to celebrate Aboriginal culture and teach it within our community?
Oh, it means everything to me. I'm so passionate about it. I'm a proud Wiradjuri man, so I've got family ties that start at the bottom of the Blue Mountains in Lithgow and go right out towards Dubbo. Culture's my life. It's one of the main passions in my life. And to actually be able to teach it and also to get out there and deliver to not just Indigenous kids, to non-Indigenous kids. I'm a big advocate for reconciliation and having our non-Indigenous population come in and learn and understand what culture means to us and what it should mean to them, because we're the oldest living culture in the whole world. So it means everything to me.
Mm. Hey, mate, there's going to be a barber there. Is he any good? Because my barber always gets my haircut wrong.
Oh, mate, he's pretty flash, I'll tell you. He's cut my hair a couple of times, and he's another young fella. Like, I'm trying to shed light on these young people in these communities that are out there trying to do different things. Like, we've got the DJ, we've got the artist, we got the barber, and they're all young fellas that I've sort of connected with over my years of working in the community service sector. And they're awesome blokes, every single one of them. Like, he's only a young fella, I think he's only 20. His name's Jamon Gordon with Cultural Cuts. And he's cut my hair a couple of times. He's pretty flash, mate. I reckon you might need to switch up and start getting him to cut it.
I might have to.
You head down there on the 28th. We're chatting to Nick Bailey. He's the Aboriginal Youth Program Mentor at the PCYC in Muswellbrook. They are holding a community day on the 28th of this month, kicking off at 8 a.m. till 4 p.m. to really celebrate and harness Indigenous culture here in the Upper Hunter. Nick, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and thank you for spreading the word.
No, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.